You're listening to Vatican Radio.
The Conservative Party Human Rights Commission has released a report titled The Darkest Moment, The Crackdown on Human Rights in China, 2013-2016. The report, published in June, covers topics from freedom of religion to organ harvesting and spans the presidency of Xi Jinping. I spoke with Ben Rogers, Deputy Chairman of the Conservative Party Human Rights Commission, to find out more about the main concerns in this latest report in China.
The main concerns are that over the last 3 years, the period from 2013 to 2016, which in fact is the period since Xi Jinping became president, we have seen a very significant crackdown on human rights in China across the board. That's included the rounding up of more than 300 human rights lawyers since last July, the destruction of more than 1,500 crosses from churches in Zhejiang province, the further deterioration of the situation in Tibet, in Xinjiang, the erosion of freedoms in Hong Kong, and really across the board, freedom of expression, freedom of religion, civil society, any form of dissent, and also the issue of forced organ harvesting. Those are all concerns that we detail in the report.
And what do you think the report hopes to accomplish?
Well, primarily what we're calling for is a total review and rethink of British government policy towards China. In basically the same time as this crackdown has been occurring, the United Kingdom has developed a much closer, much friendlier relationship with China, which has been described with the term a golden era. Our report is titled The Darkest Moment, which is a phrase that comes from one of the people who gave evidence to us, who said that this is the darkest moment for human rights in China for many years. And it's our view that if China is experiencing its darkest moment for human rights, that is not the time to have a golden era. We're not saying that we shouldn't engage with China or we shouldn't trade with China. Of course we should. But what we're saying basically is the British government should start to speak out much more strongly on human rights within the context of that relationship, and to do so publicly as well as privately. One of the things that's been noticeable, particularly since Xi Jinping visited the UK last October, is that the British government has been very reluctant to speak out publicly, and we think that should change.
In February, the Pope expressed his desire to visit China. Do you think his words and his obvious concern for the Chinese people will have any impact on the Chinese government?
It's obviously very welcome that he has a particular interest in China and concern for the people of China, and I can see all the different sides of the question of the relations between the Holy See and China, and on the one hand, the Pope's desire to establish better relations. On the other hand, I know, for example, the concerns of somebody like Cardinal Zen in Hong Kong, who's very concerned about any softening of the Holy See's position, particularly in regard to the Catholic Church within China. I can see all points of view. As to whether the Pope's interest will have any effect on the Chinese government, it's hard to say, really. One would hope so, but the current government is quite a hard-line government, and it's quite hard to see who will influence them at this stage.
That was Ben Rogers, Deputy Chairman of the Conservative Party Human Rights Commission, speaking about the new report in China. I'm Katie Asko.